sightings made from the ground, people seeing strange lights in the sky. There had been a radar observation. It happened on a Saturday night, and it was carried in the papers throughout the country the next day, the reports of the sightings. And that didn't cause too much of a stir. However, the following Saturday night, the same thing happened. The ground radar at Washington International was picking up UFO returns, and people were reporting eyewitness sightings of strange lights in the sky. And the press, having gone through this thing the week before, were better prepared, and they were down at the gate at the Washington International Airport and were asking for answers to their questions on what these things were that were being picked up by radar. Somehow they got the word that they were being picked up by radar, and so they called me at home, and I went on down there to see if we couldn't answer some of the questions. And when I got down there, why, Life magazine was there and a few other publications, some of the local newspapers. And we did ask the Air Defense Command to send up a flight of interceptors. They did send up a flight. The flight failed to see anything, although we were getting the target returns on the ground and trying to direct them to the targets. They failed to report that they saw anything, and subsequently they went back to Newcastle, Delaware, where they were based. And along about 2 or 3 in the morning, we asked for another flight because we were still getting these returns. And they sent up another flight, and this time one of the pilots reported that he did see a group of lights that we were trying to direct him to, or a group of targets. And he flew towards them, and obviously from his report, then they appeared to be all around him, which he reported to us. And then they moved off according to the ground radar, and according to his report, he said they're going away. And he then returned to the base, and that's about the gist of what happened in Washington that night.